EPDs are rapidly growing in interest from both state agency initiatives to the Inflation Reduction Act that requires both the EPA and FHWA to look at construction materials' embodied carbons. So, what is an EPD? I like to think of it as a nutrition label for our products. It results in a report that shows the global warming potential of any product, facility, or even sometimes an entire industry. So what's included in this calculation? Well, that depends on if the EPD you are looking to create is looking at the A1 to A3 boundary, which is a cradle-to-gate boundary. This includes the resources used for all the raw materials, such as cement and aggregates, prior to them arriving at your manufacturing facility. It also includes the energy, fuel, water, and any other resources used at the facility to build the product. The EPD stops once your product were to leave the gate of your facility. However, if you're looking at a cradle-to-grave boundary, this encapsulates the raw materials all the way through the use of the product and even the recycling potential at the end of its intended use. So, how are EPDs calculated? EPDs are generated by use of standards. The overarching standard for EPDs is ISO 14025. From that standard, industries have created product category rules in which all the products within that category rule would be evaluated under the same criteria. That product category rule, or PCR, has to meet that ISO standard. From there, a life cycle assessment is compiled and the report from the LCA creates an EPD. Finally, to be an official Type 3 EPD, a third party must verify that data. So with all of this, if your company is looking to create their own EPDs, there are companies who have developed software that assists in the collection, analysis, and generation of your environmental product declaration, or EPD. Thanks so much.